I'd like to tell you about a book called Right Relationship, Building a Whole Earth Economy, which many of you will have seen on display here at yearly meeting. The five Quaker authors of this book have seriously considered how we could get to an economy in balance with the needs of both humanity and the biosphere. They proposed a definition of right relationship based on ideas of Aldo Leopold. A thing is right when it tends to preserve the integrity, resilience, and beauty of the commonwealth of life. It is wrong when it tends otherwise. In a whole earth economy, refusal to tolerate any waste has to become the goal for all economic activity. The economy's growth and size, as well as its intensity, velocity, and momentum, must be judged at every turn by its impact on the integrity, resilience, and beauty of human society and ecological communities. Tracking the scale of the economy will take a much greater commitment to scientific research aimed at a comprehensive understanding of how key life support systems function. The authors of Right Relationship envision four global institutions for urgently needed effective global environmental governance. I'm only going to flash these at you tonight and encourage you to read the book. The four global institutions: our global reserve that gathers and analyzes information, a global federation with the responsibility for the management and regulation of the whole earth economy, trusteeships of Earth's commons, which protects local global commons by monitoring and administering the limits and allocations, and a global court, which resolves disputes and holds these institutions to their charters. The steps they outline toward achieving a whole earth economy include envisioning our lives being fulfilled within the earth's ecological limits, developing programs for global governments based on right relationship, bearing witness to the concept of right relationship, and igniting a social movement of nonviolent action that changes hearts, minds, and policy toward right relationship. I want to read you a quote from this book, which I really liked. It says, "Right relationship is based on respect, a key element of traditional ethical systems. Respect for children, for family, for oneself and all others. Respect for the ancient lineage of grandmothers and grandfathers. Respect for all living beings, for the land as a living being, for all the gifts of the land and all the beauty of the earth. Respect and continuous gratitude to all spirits, to all the elements of earth and sky, and to the web of life. Without this circle of respect and gratitude filling the heart and mind, a person stumbles through life from one catastrophe of wrong relationship to another. The place of respect in right relationship with life and the world is one of the key moral lessons that indigenous peoples contribute to understanding a whole earth economy." An economics for right relationship with the commonwealth of life, a whole earth economy, is built on a narrative that links science with religion and ethics.